Hello, everyone. My name is Israel Figueroa Jr., and thank you for tuning in for another installment of the Status Quo Podcast, a podcast for a woman by men. Unfortunately, today is going to be the last episode for this podcast, but I hope it comes at a good time where we can kind of leave a call to action for all the men and women who are listening. That way we can continue to progress forward and talk about what we need to do to fight for women in this fight. So a big thing that I came across since our last installment was how women are generally kind of described with words that are very negative when it comes to workplace or just overall interactions with men or other people. I want to reference a study that Carrie and Snyder did kind of on gender biases and how women are really, seen negatively anytime. So most of the time when women either are having a difficult conversation with their boss or their coworkers, they're described as bossy, abrasive, strident, aggressive, when men are often described as misunderstood, team player, not the words that women are described to. And this because is women are generally seen as irrational and emotional. And those are two big words that are used to describe men. And my challenge to the men and you know, the women listening to this is it that they're irrational or emotional, or is it because men who are using the other side, who are describing women as those words, are unemotional and kind of lackadaisical when it comes to understanding women's struggles and challenges within whatever context they might be in? I say that because in multiple cases throughout my life, I found myself to be the bearer of that second kind of conclusion, where it's the man's fault that they don't understand, or they're not emotionally intelligent enough to understand that what the women are going through or what they're saying. So I think this was a great, you know, study that I found, and you know, to be able to see that the word abrasive was used 17 times to describe 13 women, and a lot of these times in these performance reviews, the only time that, you know, male work performance was aggressive was was one time when they should be more aggressive. You know, they should not be as shy. So to see that kind of tone from men in these kind of corporate or, you know, work environments it's really shameful, because it all comes back to a lack of understanding, an emotional connection with the woman that we are around. Women have been disposed to this kind of treatment for ages, and men continue to, you know, approach women in this general sense where, you know, these phrases and these notions can be exhausting to hear, especially when you're not able to do much. It's such a frustrating takeaway, and although it's just words and, you know, men might just leave it all, it's just reviews, or, you know, they might diminish it down. It's more of a reality of overall the world that women have to live in, and to me, that's saddening. And I challenge the men listening to this to, how can I challenge myself to be more understanding, more intelligent? You know, men pride themselves on being superheroes and, you know, do it all and apex predators and all this sort of stuff. But they never challenge themselves with stuff that can really do much for the world. It's more of how can they do much for themselves when they've already are set up for success compared to women. So that's kind of my last take. I wanted to kind of come on here and talk about it's a difficult time in today's world, and I just feel like empathy and understanding can get lost in all these translations. And for a woman who serves such a great purpose in the world, from, you know, raising kids, giving birth, we don't do them enough justice. And, you know, generations have been lost forever. So it's time that, it's been time that, you know, but that it may, yeah, it's just, we need to do something, man. I kind of want to get off before I go on a tidbit, but it's been a pleasure to kind of open up and be vulnerable with you guys and, you know, see how this topic has impacted me, and, you know, why it became important to me to talk about my mom and just seeing her sad and cry, and just kind of question why men and around me in my life kind of approach you like that, you know, seeing that I don't do that no more. You know, I try to be better and more intelligent in the way I interact with women and how I hear them and how I'm empathetic towards them and how I empower them. But ultimately, I challenge other men to do that. And, you know, I know there's good men out there that do care and have emotions and can be emotionally intelligent. So it's kind of what I wanted off at. It's been a pleasure to kind of bring this passion to some kind of a channel and, you know, sometimes some kind of a, to some kind of prominence. So that's kind of it. I appreciate everyone who's listened, and until next time, whenever next time is, may everyone be blessed. And I'll leave you with my favorite quote: what you get, what you put in this world, is exactly what you'll get back. So until next time, God bless.